Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Please listen carefully as our menu options have changed. Are you calling about your auto policy? Sorry, I didn't get that. If you're calling about your auto policy, say yes or press 1. Otherwise, say no or press 2. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Stephanie. How may I assist you?
Hey, Ms. Stephanie. My name is Shakir. I'm actually calling from Nation Safe Drivers. I was just calling to get the policy information for a customer. She needs roadside assistance, but she doesn't have any of her information.
Okay. Yes, I would be happy to assist you. May I have the policy number?
She does not have the policy number. I do have a telephone number and the spelling of her first and last name.
Is she on the line where she would be able, because I could search for the policy, but I would need additional information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I do have her on the back line. I can add her really quickly.
Okay. Do you happen, okay, and what state is she in?
I'm not really sure. Her area code for her phone is 951. I'm not sure if that will work. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I can go ahead and add her really quickly.
Thank you.
Hey, Ms. Green, thank you so very much for holding. I do have a Mercury representative on the line here. She's going to get additional information from you just so we can get your policy information. She's currently on the line with us.
Hello, ma'am. This is Stephanie in the billing department. Hello. Yes, this is Stephanie in the Mercury billing department. May I have your first and last name and the state you're in, and I could search for your policy that way?
It's Kyla Green, KHYLA. Green is in the color in California.
Yes, I'm sorry. KHYLH, is that correct?
KH is in Harry, Y is in yellow, L is in Larry, A is in apple.
Okay. And then green is the color. Okay,
yes.
Give me one moment, please. Give me one moment, please, Ms. Kyla, while I look up your policy. Is the policy under your name?
It's under Kimberly Green.
Kimberly Green?
Called.
Okay.
They had a driver's license.
And do you have Kimberly's date of birth?
7575. I mean, 7875.
7875. Okay, give me one moment. And may I have your billing zip code, please?
92502.
We have a different zip code. What about the address? Have you moved?
Is it the P.O. box or the physical address?
It's the physical address.
4646 Beacon Way, Riverside, California, 92501.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yes, Kyla, we are showing that you are not listed on this policy. You're an excluded driver, so we wouldn't be able to provide any information.
I'm not an excluded driver. They literally, roadside just came to my house and jumped my car, and it died for whatever reason. So this happened maybe 30, I'm in I'm an additional driver on the policy.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I would need to get you over to your agent. We are showing that you are excluded.
Okay, do you guys have like a history of the calls? Because this just happened 30 minutes ago.
Yes, we do. And give me one moment. You know what? Give me 1 second. Let me look into this further because the policy I'm looking at it is expired. So it could be a different policy. So give me 1 second. You may have another policy number. Okay, because yes, the one we have. Please bear with me, and I do apologize. Let me look into this a little further.
The last person set up by my driver's license number, would you like that?
Yes, Let me search by your driver's license number.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
01247-9257.
01247-957.
9257.
Is there any letters in front of the numbers?
There's not.
And what state is that driver's license in?
Louisiana.
Okay, so that's 01247-9257. Yes, we wouldn't be able to search under the driver's license that way because it's not coming up.
Okay, this doesn't make sense because, like I said, I just got off the phone with somebody and they sent somebody out not even 30 minutes ago.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Based on the information, I would not be able to provide any information. I'm unable to find the policy. Just based on the information that you did provide, I do show that it was that the policy is expired. But give me 1 second. Let me see if I could search. Yes, the policy that I'm finding is showing expired.
Okay, we need to find another one because I just paid my – that doesn't make sense. My policy is not expired.
Do you happen to have an ID card?
My member ID card? I don't have it with me.
Yes, if you'd like to give us a call back, we could search that way. But based on the information that you provided, I wouldn't be able to give any information. I mean, that's the only information that I have, that it is expired.
This is frustrating me because I literally just called you guys and you guys sent somebody to me giving the same information. So I'm not understanding. Is there somebody you can transfer me to? Because this doesn't make sense.
Right. I wouldn't be able to. We just did, if somebody sent something out, did you speak to Roadside? Because this is the Mercury Billing Department. And based on the information you provided, that is the...
to call to get my information, and I provided Mercury with the same information I just provided you, and everything was fine, and they sent somebody out. So, yes, I spoke to both of you guys already, not even 45 minutes ago. Provided my name, provided my driver's license number, and she was able to pull up my non-expired policy.
Right. Well, do you have a California driver's license? Based on the driver's license you provided, I was not able to find anything. But if you're able to get that policy number from Ms. Kimberly Green, you could give us a call back, and we could search for it that way. Hello? Hello? Hello, caller, are you still there?
I'm not sure. I think she actually disconnected. Just notate what happened because we weren't able to, well, she didn't have any other policy information, but I could just notate it on here. I mean, I actually don't see a ticket where she did call in at, but I'll just notate everything. And if she does decide to call back in, we'll just call and verify that's correct policy information.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank
no
you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And you handled that so well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much.
You have a great one.
You too. Thank you for calling, Mercury. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.